Begin the current daf, Mesechtes Makis daf Chav. Begin the Medal, begin the Tezmat, begin the Gemara, Habu Gvulun Leiker. But out of Yerushalayim, you would get lashes. Now, with the knockout from the fact that we said, Behishnas Meiser Shein Vubu Yerushalayim, that's a Shemamina, we inferred the Ilohi Begvulun, that, but if it would have been out of Yerushalayim, like a Sholot, you would have gotten a third set of lashes, that for the Meiser Sheini. Next says, Mat, begin the Gemara, Amar Rabbi, he said, Mechitza Lecho Medar Reisa, Mechitza Likler is all Medar Bonin, so Hilkoch, therefore, Gabi Din, Padilla, regarding the Lach of Redemption, Loim, meaning we don't say Matana Shlohum, Kamisha, Hom, Redamin, Le'inin, regarding this idea shall call two, that it was already in the era space of Aslav Tezi, you cannot redeem it anymore. Le'in Shalik, and Megbulm, but regarding the getting lashes, eating it out of Yerushalayim, I mean, then we say Kamisha, Hom, Redamin, because that's the Reisa, as if it was already elevated, Avaro, Penebai, as if it already saw the inside of Yerushalayim. The next says, "Matam begin the Gemara." Rabbi Nami says, "Kegun the Naka the Bekanya." It's talking about where he's holding with a stick. So that is meaning Hada Am Begulun like a Shalish. That this we said that out of Yishlam we get three sets of lashes. Myers to Makash Ish Amid Ben Akonim that he's holding the stick. But Naka Le Lakonim Bechutz meaning he's between the walls and he's holding. He's walking in and the stick is still on the outside. Vashmin letting you know the like that he gets lashes. The Bekach Karas Beir Is Bnei Abayis. That's like as if he already saw the surface of the inside, but like and he gets lashes and eats it in his place. Tadain in b'fnim legamer because he's not totally in, and that is the lifshel b'yad Rapapa coming to resolve the teaching of Rapapa that he's not in, but it's considered like as if what Tais is saying is that that even though he's not totally in Yerushalayim. But we're saying that it's resolving Rapapa's question in a stringent way. He wasn't sure regarding the stick, like we said before. So that we're saying that we're talking about the person standing in Yerushalayim, he's holding the stick out of, and the Chiddush is, it's considered as if the Ma'aseh Sheni was already Rapanei Chama, and if he eats it out of Yerushalayim, he's going to get lashes. Next is Matam Bin Tigmara, L'chayav Kol Karcha V'Karcha, that to be liable for every single bald spot. Hey, then what's the case? Elim is Zechazebis, one after the other, B'chamash Astrois, and five warnings, Peshitta, obviously. Elvivasach has B'chad Astrois, rather, it's at one time with one warning. Zukis has a svarm. This is the text that we have in the Gemara. Bakunch legars bevasachas, but Rashi the Rivan does not have the girsa in one shot. El b'chad Astrois, rather, it's just with one warning. V'chem Peres, that's what explains, Elim Zechazeh. It's consecutive, it's one after the other. Maybe the reason why he says is because it was all at one shot. So then it's all one bolding. You could explain in one shot. And he made a measurement of five bald spots. But then the same thing as the Bezechas said. The Gemara could have also asked consecutive. Rather, what the Gemara is saying, even if it's a one shot and with one warning. But that's what Tais saying, that since that the bald spot is the shear of Chamesh Krichas, it would be considered as five Yisur. But the Gemara's question is not Dafka if a one shot. You're right, it could even be Bezechazu. It's just saying even if it's a one shot.